Okay, good evening. This is actually a really important Gemara, so I'm happy we're doing this Gemara. One of these Gemaras, in general, the 10th Perek of Pesachim is all important. So for some people, like the judge, today's not as practical because he never stays for Kiddush. But in case he has, when Sharon has a son, has a bar mitzvah, like 14 years from now, he'll have to be here for Kiddush. He needs to know these halachas just in case. But for most people, you know, they actually eat a kiddush, and more than that, really, the halacha of kiddush from Makom Sudur, which we're not going to be focusing on today, is germane in your house as well. It means you can't, for example, we'll see, make kiddush and not eat for 45 minutes. It needs to have a kiddush, has to be connected to your Sudur. You can't just make kiddush and have this, like, huge break in between, right? That applies to Friday night and Shabbos day. So what the parameters of our Kiddush Makom Sudur, let's say you don't feel well, right? Let's say you don't have bread. Could you make Kiddush? Could you not make Kiddush? What are these parameters? This is all important. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara starts in Kuf Amid Beis on the bottom of the page.
Kuf Amid Beis?
Kuf Amid Beis. 100B. Says the Gemara, Oysam. It's three lines to the bottom. Last word. Okay, so the Gemara says this, Oysam b'nei adam. These people, Shekitzu Beis HaKnesses, that make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses, which, So why osun these b'nei adam? Because you only make kiddush in the shul if you have a compelling reason, right? If you have aniyim, you have poor people who are eating in the shul, etc. So the minhag was to make kiddush shul. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, that there are many shuls which are Ashkenaz in America that make kiddush in the shul every Friday night. Today nobody sleeps in the shul, nobody eats in the shul. That's because they hold the takana. The Torah already brings down this opinion. They hold the takana to make it kiddush in the shul, and they make havdalah in the shul. For example, I grew up in a shul in Miami Beach where they make kiddush and havdalah in the shul. I think Chevra Tehillim does that in San Francisco. Maybe even Adath Israel does it in San Francisco. It's an old man. Like in many shuls, they make kiddush and havdalah in the shul, regardless if you're appropriate or not. So here we're talking about where they make kiddush in the shul. So these people making kiddush in the shul. Amar Rav. So Rav said, Yidei Yayin lo yatsu. If they go home now, right, you make kiddush for the shlich tzibur, right? And the shlich tzibur now goes home to make eat his meal or to make his kiddush for his family. So let's say if he wants to drink more wine, lo yatsu. You cannot make kiddush at the shul and not make a bracha on wine when you get on home because it's a shinei makom, it's a difference in place, right? If you set a shahakol over here and you walk home, you make a new shahakol.
Okay. If you go outside, right? If it's your missionary shul.
That's next Gemara.
Okay.
You gotta learn the whole Gemara. Maybe if you see it, maybe if you're in mind. But on a simple level, you're correct. There's a general rule. If you change your rishus, right, you gotta make a new bracha. Okay? Actually, the Gemara, which we're not doing today, after continues with Shina Makom. But you did Kiddush Yatsu. However, if you make Kiddush and Shul for these people, you are Yotze Kiddush ready. And when you get home, you can eat your meal and you don't need to make kiddush. That's what Rav says. Where's Rav the Rosh Hashiva of?
Surah?
He's been on the fire. His feet's been to the fire enough. Surah. Rav's in Surah. Vishmuel? Oh, before I even say what Shmuel, how much were Shmuel?
That was also in.
No. They were contemporaries.
Yeah.
He was in Narda.
Narda,
which was destroyed about a generation after him.
So the Gemara is constantly referring to the people in Narda, that's the place they're talking about.
Rav Shmuel was Rosh Hashiva in Narda, and afterward, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, his student, was. So Shmuel was Rav Narda, was Rosh Hashiva in Narda.
It has to be close to Sur, because they're always arguing with
each other. They're both in Babylon, right, they're both in Babylon. Narda is closer to Syria, which is why it will get destroyed in the 3rd century, 259 will be destroyed. And then Pumbedisa would become ascendant after Narda. It's destroyed. It used to be Surah Narda, and then it becomes Surah and Pumbedisa. So Shmuel says, no, if you make Kiddush lo yatsu, if you make Kiddush in the shul for people, and you come home, you have to make a new Kiddush again. Ela Rav, according to Rav, where you make Kiddush and Shul and you fulfill your obligations, Lama li l'kedusha bebeisai, why do you have to make Kiddush again when you come home? Kedei, for one reason only, kedei lahaitse banav ubnei boiso, to exempt your children, your family from Kiddush, so you make Kiddush again for them, but not for yourself. You, according to Rav, were yoitse and Shul, even though you didn't eat anything. Vishmua lama li l'kedusha bebeisai, and Shmuel, do you have to make a kiddush in the shul if you're going to have to make kiddush going at home? This is all talking about Friday night lechur. La puki orchem idei chavasan. The achlu v'shasu v'gani v'kishta. In the old days, the guests would eat and sleep and drink in the shul. Now, Tosafot says, eat and drink and sleep in the shul. You can't do that in the shul. No, there were the next room over. There were places where they had like poor houses in the shul. Right, so for those people, you made for them kiddush. The Azar Shmuel Tamei, and Shmuel holds this is his opinion. The Amar Shmuel says, "Ain kiddush, there is no kiddush. Ella b'makom suda, kiddush is only in the place of suda." Before we go on the Gemara, let's just see Rashbam. Says the Rashbam on Kuf on the base, shekitshu b'beis haKnesses. They make kiddush in the base of Knesses. Who kiddush shemikash shlech tzibur v'leila Shabbos? The only Torah of the basic Knesset is the kiddush that the shlech tzibur made in the nights of Shabbos and the basic Knesset. So, if they make kiddush according to Rav, Rosh Hashiva of Surah in the Beis HaKnesses, yidei kiddush yatsu, afal pi shlosh tasu. Even though they didn't even drink, the kamal of the amakash tzarech liyatum imlo tam el echem yatsu kula yidei chavasa. So, technically speaking, you can make kiddush in the shul. By the way, the minhag in the shuls that I grew up is that the kid drinks the kiddush, which is the normal minhag. So the person will make kiddush and give it to a kid to drink. So he says, and even so, says the Rashbam, according to the opinion of Rav, when you get home, you don't have to make kiddush again, even though you didn't even drink from the kiddush. Because you were going to take kiddush and shul. Not only did not eat, you didn't even drink there. Yatz kul chavatz, l'muchu b'erev, and b'shili perik ma'arav, and miyul l'chadchila tzarech shiyitu mekulon. Is lechatchila everyone should drink, and then when you go home, you don't velo tzrichin to lakdush beisan. Then you don't have to make kishin in your house. So lo by Rav. Rav does not hold kishin makom suda. Hilchach afagav do achli in the beis haKnesses nafke. Even though you didn't eat or you didn't even drink in the beis haKnesses, you go home. You can wash hamaitzi, mach hamaitzi. No problem. You ate the kishin in the kishin. You didn't eat. You didn't drink there. You come home, you can make kiddush. You don't have to make kiddush again. Okay, that's been a rav. Yede yayin lo yatsu, but you were not yotzei yayin, which means shem yesh lav habeis lishtos chayav levarch. If you come home, you want to drink some wine. Shina makom, you gotta make a new bracha a bori prig often. Shein a parches because of kosher shdias and shas v'se knesses. You're not exempt with it. Achar sheakru makom, you changed your place. The havila hesachadash shina makom is considered a break in your das with your brachas with tzarech levarach. Aval hamakash v'beis. But let's say you make kiddush in your house. Al shulchanu b'shabbos, you make kiddush on the table. Ein tzarech levarach al hayayin shebetarech suda. You don't have to make a new brachah per gafar. No new one in the suda. Shari potro yayin shlefnei suda kedetnan kitzav brachah birach al yayin shlefnei amazon. Poter se'an shleachar amazon. If you make a brachah on wine before you start eating, it exempts the wine after you start eating in the meal. Usually you don't do that. Usually you make a motzi first, then hagafen.
If your kiddush and shul was good, and the only reason you're saying one at home, if you didn't want to drink any wine with your kiddush at home, then you're done. But if you wanted to drink some at home, since it's a different place...
You don't have to say kiddush, just drink bori pri hagafen. According to Rav.
Yes.
That's it. No kiddush. You make kiddush already. You're done.
That's right. You just say bori. That's what was my question. You don't have to go through the whole thing.
No reason at all. Zero reason. In fact, you can't say kiddush if you let.
Because it'd be a baraka level.
So Rav says, why do people say it at home? Rav says because to exempt your family. But if there's no one to exempt, you can't say it.
You're living at home.
Well, you came 2 minutes late. You just indicted yourself. You're guilty. We're not even there. Shmuel says that. We're in the opinion of Rav. We'll let you do tshuva later tonight for asking that question. Shmuel, the next opinion is that opinion. We're now doing Rashbam. That's what the Gemara said. That Shmuel holds Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Rav holds you don't have to have Kishon Makom Suda. It's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. You're passing like Shmuel. What's the halacha usually, Rav or Shmuel? Shmuel over Rav? We gotta go back to Yeshiva. Tosfos is gonna ask this question. We'll get to it soon. Okay? So Rashbam says, but if you make a bracha on the wine before the Suda, you do it afterwards. But on Shabbos, and Yom Tov, all the Mekovets are still on. If you call the wine, when you make a bracha on the wine before the Suda, it's gonna have it afterwards. Shmuel, Yehuda Elimelech, says, Avi Kish Lagatsu. What are you talking about, says Shmuel? If you make kish in the shul and you don't eat and you don't drink at shul, you did not yotze. You're not kosher to kiddush. Kedar parshina time lekame, as the Gemara will explain later on. Ein kiddush. El makom suda. Says the Rashbam. Why? Dechsiv v'karasa the Shabbos oneg. We recall it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. But makom shata kora the Shabbos klomer kriya the kiddush sham tia oneg. Right, wherever you have kriya, right, wherever you make kiddush, that's where you have to have your oneg Shabbos. You got it? It's a liman in the pasuk. The kara Shabbos oneg. Wherever you have kiddush, sham tia oneg. Inami. Alternatively, savrehi midikva kiddush al hayayin. The second one, which is your koveya kiddush al hayayin, kiddushan in the comments of chrel hayayin mistava al hayayin shvashas suda kuk bo dechashev. That. And the second opinion is that that since you're kovei kish on yayin, whether it's the rice or the rabbi we discussed 2 weeks ago, so therefore it's the yayin of the suda. So the kiddush should be on the yayin of the suda. When you make kiddush, it should be on yayin of the suda. You got it? So one is wherever you make kiddush, it should be the place of oyneg, and one is it should be the yayin of the suda. That the prima godin says there's an afkemina between these two opinions in the Rashbam is if you makash al hapas, you can make kiddush on bread, right? So according to the first opinion,
you did it at shul.
In the Rashbam. The Rashbam saying it here in Shmuel.
In Shmuel,
it's two opinions. Yes. Why you're not yotze kiddush? Opinion number one is it's based on the smedrash, which is that b'makom of kriya, you have it's up which is a pasuk, you have to have the kiddush. Yeah. The second opinion is that inami svaruhu. That since we know kish is on yayin, which we learn later on, right? So which yayin are we talking about? It should be the yayin of the meal. So, but that would mean, according to the second opinion, says the Rashbam, you know, the Prima Gaon explains the Rashbam, is that if it's on bread, you don't have the second opinion. And we know that there's some people who can do kish on bread, right?
Right, they don't have wine at home.
So that doesn't, the second opinion doesn't clap. It only right. works in the first opinion, according to that, right? So that just the Prima Gaon just points it at that if you make kiddush on bread, the second opinion would not be compelling to do it again, right? So if you only have bread and bread, so then there's no kiddush makom suda according to that. There's no difference in that. Okay. Ain't kiddush makom suda. You heard that mean? You heard that before? Ain't kiddush makom suda. So as the Rashbam explaining Shmuel, this is the opinion. If wherever you make kiddush and you don't have a suda, you are not yotze kiddush. Okay, mm-hmm. You're not yotze kiddush with that. Now, just very quickly, if you look at the Mishnah Brura, Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Aleph. Actually, before I do this, hold your horses, everybody. Actually, before we even do this, we should listen to Taisvis. Taisvis says on Kuf Amid Beis, very important Taisvis. Yud Amid Beis, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. You got it? Second to last Taisvis. It's a big Taisvis.
Yes.
You got it, Shiran?
Mm-hmm.
Alex? You have it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's good you have it. This is going to be a very important Taisa. Taisa is now going on Rav. Rav's opinion is that if you make Kiddush and Shul for the people there, you did Kiddush Yatsu, you did Yayin Lo Yatsu. So you're Yotze Kiddush, you're making Kiddush at home. Afal Pishlo Shasu, Rak Shi Yitoyim, like Rashbam, you just You didn't drink. You just taste the mavarach, or even any of them. Look, as we see in the end of Kol Ma'aravin and Erevin, lechatchila tzarach sheyitmu kulam.
Any of who?
Huh?
Any of them of who? Anybody in shul?
Anyone who's being going to be not making kiddush. Anyone who's going home to eat.
Okay.
Or anyone. But lechatchila tzarach sheyitmu kulam. The Rashbam says lechatchila everyone should taste. The Rashbam's opinion is in general. The Tosfos' opinion is that in general, even on Friday night, you don't have to hear drink it, but it's an Indian to taste that everyone should try to have the Kiddush. Right? And that's where people are makbid to pass out little cups of Kiddush. Technically speaking, you don't have to do that, right? But this opinion of Rashbam, and hold that really everyone should taste a little of the Kiddush as well. Okay?
I've never been in a shul where they do that. I've been every place, which is not very many places. It's a big shul. They do like we do here. They have little cups and pour it in beforehand, and everybody's already taken their little cup. It's not like the guy who's making
it. No, so that's fine, because he has it in mind.
Because he has it in mind, so yeah, that works. Right? Yeah. Not that he actually taken it from the very...
But Friday night, when you eat at people's house, I'm sure you've seen that many times.
Of course.
They pour that out, and that's because of this opinion that to everyone should ideally taste. Okay. Now, it says, Tosfos, V'nira, the halacha kishmuel, the amar in kiddush, l'vamakam suda. Well, it appears the halacha is like Shmuel that paskins ain't kiddush ela makom suda. Ah, yafal gav says Taisus to be am halacha karav beisrei. First of all, the halacha is usually karav beisrim. The gam Rabbi Yochanan suffered the kaman karav, and later on the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan also paskins like rav. Haka here the halacha is kishmuel. Why? Because as we'll see shortly, the Rav Huna, the Rabba, the Abai, all these great Amorayim.
In the Gemara.
Kulo Savru B'Samach, all in the hold shortly, in Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. V'chem Pasek B'Megillah Starim. That's also the Psak in Megillah Starim. Megillah Starim is a Chibur by Reb Nissim Goyin. Okay? V'Makash Shadaitu L'Achol B'Makom Acher, Yachol L'Hoitze Esa Oichlam Sham. Did the two have a makom suda? And somebody who makes kiddush and he's going to eat somewhere else, he can be yotze kiddush. For the people who are eating, because they're going to be eating there, even though he's not going to eat there, it's a good kiddush because they're going to eat there. V'chamash v'stama achar mibnei er ha'vakash v'sekneses u'maitza orchem v'heichel leka orchem v'sal v'sekneses in the kaddush. To have a bracha levatal. According to Taisus, if you have no guests in shul, you can't make kiddush there. It's a bracha levatala.
Right.
We'll see the other rush, and others are going to hold not this way. The kind of kishmuel and loymar the mekadosh kan aldas shereitz lecha b'makom acher. Right. Moedish shmuel. Don't say if you have a mind, if you make kiddush here and have a mind to eat somewhere else. That word. That's kiddush b'makom suda. The yesh kiddush v'had the pligi b'stamad. We'll see so that later on. What the Shmuel asks, why would you make kiddush in the house? Okay?
In the Beis Knesset or in the house?
In the Beis Knesset, right? Okay. However, from one place to another in the house, could go me'igra la'ara, from the roof going down, if you're second floor to the first floor, near the Mother Shmuel, kiddush be'igra, appears to be that Shmuel will say if you make a kiddush in the roof, Kidei, and you have in mind, we're going to see shortly in the Gemara, Lecha Ba'ara, and you're going to have in mind to eat on the first floor and make a bracha on the second floor. The Chash of Kiddush Makom Suda, that's Kiddush Makom Suda. So if you have in mind, let's say you make Kiddush in this room, part of this little club, and then you go and have cake in the other room, or more likely, you make Kiddush in there, and then you walk right here and you eat your cake, and then we'll see if cake works. That's Kiddush Makom Suda. It's in the same building, as long as you had that in mind, and you're eating in the building.
Because it's the same rashut?
Same rashut, same building.
And if you do the same for the outside, for the yard,
no, it's not,
so it has to be the same rashut.
the roof in the Gemara is not talking about the roof on top, even though they use the roofs on tops for various things. They're not talking about the roof. They're just talking about the second
floor. Or same thing. It would be the same thing.
It would be
The roof is the same.
Even though one doesn't normally eat up on one's roof.
Not today. Our roofs are. We don't
do anything on our roofs. Right. But in those days, they didn't use them for eating. They only used them for like storing things or drying their.
Yeah, as a general rule. That's why I said second floor. But technically speaking, I don't want to exclude a roof. That would be as well. Yeah. The Yerushalmi brings down. Some of them put their sukkahs up there, by the way, which is.
German. Just put the sukkahs up there.
That's how it could come in. So Yerushalmi, they come around Yaakov, Bashim, Shmuel, Kiddush, Abayezeh, Venimlach, Lecho, Abayezeh, Acher, Tzarech, Lekadish. And the Yerushalmi, it says, if you make Kiddush in this house, and then you change your mind when you eat another house, you're going to make a new Kiddush. Rav Acher, Bashim, Rav Oshia, Amarav. So Rav Acher, Bashim, Rav Oshia, says the name of Rav. Mishzu Kosso, Areva, Alav. Like your sukkah. So you can't make kiddush in Shmina Tzeres in your sukkah. So what could you do? Make kiddush in your house. And then you can go eat in your sukkah. Well, that doesn't sound like kiddush in Makom Suda. You're eating in your making kiddush in your house, then you're going outside to eat in your sukkah. That doesn't sound like kiddush from Makom Suda, right?
With different reshut again.
Different reshus. So Amar Rabbi Bu and Lo Pligi. The Amar Rabbi Shlohaya Bedai to Lechol Bayis Shekis. Umay the Amar Shmuel Bashahai Bedai to Lechol Bayis Shekis. Vahad the Kamal Pigi Hamakom Mokol Chad Bayis. What? We say Lav Dafka. We show the Kish Bayis Zen of Lechol Bayis. Achor Yed Sash Lo Lichol.
Is it because it's Shavuot?
The way the Rishami is learning is the sukkah is connected to the house. But if it be a separate sukkah, it would be a problem. Then he brings out the end. Kasa b'shem Rav Trunai Goyin, b'tshuvas, mekachim v'eis ha'knesses, mekish n'shom, v'noisin l'toich enav l'refuah. We put the kish in our eyes for refuah. K'de amar p'siya gasin otas echad mitof kuf morenav. If you walk quickly, it takes a 500th of the light of your eyes, of your sight. The Amos Mahajalah, when does it come back? Be Kedusha de Beishem Shah. Right? He says, it comes back in the Kedush of the Shamish in the Shul. The Avi Ezri says, no, you can do this in your house as well. Lamaisa, people today are makbit to look at, to do it by Havdalah. They put the wine in their eyes. Oh. Right? Or some people look at the cup as well, based on this. Okay. The Gemara then continues. So the Balan from Tosis is that we paskin like Shmuel. Right, not like Rav. The Gemara then says like this. Savarine, we would think, Hani may leave me by advice. When do you say it's not Kiddush HaMakom Suda, it's if you go house to house? If you make Kiddush in the Shul and then go to your house, that's not Kiddush HaMakom Suda. Aval Mamakom, Mamakom, Mechabesa, lo. But from place to place in one house, that is Kiddush HaMakom Suda. Amru Lurav Anam Bar Tachlif, Anam Bar Tachlif says, Zimin Sagiyan, many times. Hava Ka'amina Kame de Shmuel. I was many times by my teacher Shmuel. Vinachas Me'igra the Ara, went from the roof to the first floor. Vahadan Akash, see, he made Kiddush above, then changed his mind and came down and ate in the first floor and made a new Kiddush. What do you see from there? It's not Kiddush Makom Suda, right?
See, I got confused when I saw the roof. I thought maybe it's because that's not a place where he normally would eat. But now that you're telling me, it could just be the.
So if you have in mind, Tosis already said, by the way, in the same house, it would work. He brings this as right. Here's what he didn't have in mind.
He didn't have in mind.
Yes. Right.
He never intended to have anything
up there. Well, for now, let's assume that.
Yes.
But we see here, even in the the same house. Not that way, right? There's Taisvis, there's all kind of Rishayim trying to explain this Gemara, so maybe in this different rooms in the house, if you have in mind. Today, by the way, parenthetically, I'm not going into this right now, we're not doing Shinai Makom, which is connected to Kiddush HaMakom Suda. We say that you have in mind, we walk around our houses, we have in mind places. But certainly, if you're going to L'chat Chila, make Kiddush there, then take your cookies and cake and eat it in here. You better have that in mind when you hear Kiddush. It shouldn't be that you... It's not so simple that works, okay?
According to Rav, that's the same. It's going on the same thing.
If Rav? What do you mean Rav with Shmuel? What about Shmuel?
I'm sorry. According to Shmuel, according to him, even it's going to be any bracha? Shinui makom or just
specifically Kodesh? I'm not doing Shinui makom.
Okay.
So, but it's connected.
It's connected to
yeah, it. Yeah, okay. Same thing.
According to him. Okay.
Yeah. Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Rav Huna, right? Also, Rav Huna says, Ein Kish makom suda. Rav Huna Kaddish. Rav Huna wants to make Kiddush. V'yisrakile Shraga. And when he made Kiddush, his candles blew out. And he took all his food and utensils.
You couldn't see what he was doing.
This is before Thomas Edison. Your candle went out, it was pitch dark. Yeah. Right? And he took it to his son's chuppah. His son was having a sheva brachas. To have a shraga. And he had candles. So he had made Kiddush. Then it went dark.
Yeah.
Takes his food, goes to his son, and takes his, to his son's sheva brachas party.
Right.
Vekadish. And it makes new Kiddush again.
He had not been invited, apparently.
Or he wanted a break.
Okay.
probably had a whole week of it. Vitaya midi. Vitaya midi. Amaksan. Why is he making Kiddush again? Right? In his house, he made Kiddush. A good Kiddush. Baruch! Like a real yeshivish Kiddush. Right? I woke Yehuda up. Baruch! Yeshivish. And then the candles went out. He didn't eat anything. He goes to his son's house. Right? And because, you know, it's pitch dark. You can't see, you know. And makes Kiddush again. It's there. So what do you say? In Kiddush HaMakom Suda.
Yes.
Third case. Bafrab.
Usually people do like adorbs.
Like what?
Adorbs.
Like what?
Appetizers.
Appetizers? What do you mean appetizers?
They give little
before stuff. When?
Some people do this. Do Kiddush and do brachot.
You should speak to me. Baf Rabba. Sava, not so simple, you can do that. Chassidish and Minhag, nuts. It's not so simple to serve anything. This is not. And seriously, it could be a Shah Brachal about Sayan Sricha, all kinds of stuff. Half second, half second.
To do that.
Who?
Papa Seven.
Don't bring riots from holy people. They have their own fish bonus. It's not. It's not a. Rabba, we'll see in a sec, right? Because we'll see. If you, it may be a delay in your whole Suda, because says you can do that, besides the Brachas. Av Rabba Savar in Kishon Makom Suda. Rabba also holds in Kishon Makom Suda. The Amar Abaye. Abaye was a student of Rabba, a prime disciple of Rabba. Ki Avina Beimar, I was not to us Kami Kaddish when we make Kiddush. Amar Lan Tima Midi. So he would make Kiddush and say, you guys eat something here. Why are you still here? Why is he something eat something here? Dilma Adiz Asulu Shpiza. Maybe by the time you get back to your lodgings, your dorms, maybe you're sleeping in yeshiva, misakra l'chu shraga, it'll get dark, v'lo makash l'chu bebeis achila, and you won't be able to make kiddush, it's dark, you can't eat in the dark. V'kedusha d'hacha, and if you don't eat anything here, lo nafkisu, you won't have kiddush makom suda.
So you don't have to have a full suda to be a suda.
Why would you see that?
Because he just said give a taste.
Good, so we're going to see what Taisa says. Good, Google, very good. Rashbam. Hani Mila, you got it? Hey, ma'am?
Rashbam? Okay.
Hey, ma'am. There's Rashbam on Kuf Aleph and Aleph. Hani Mila. It shouldn't be that hard to find. Hani Mila. Hey, ma'am. It's in Kishon HaMakom Suda, it's right after that. Says the Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Suda Ela Me Bais
Abayis.
Ela Makom La Makom Me Bais Aliyah Ein Sarich Lachzor Lakash. I would have thought in one house you don't have to make a Kiddush. You see, by this case of Shmuel, if you didn't have it in mind, you do. It's Akos Shraga. The case of Rav Huna is that the candle went out. Nafal Haner Rekaba Kodesh Achal. When it got dark and extinguished before Rav Huna ate, so he took his kelim lebeganana to Rabba Bay to the chuppah of his son Rabba. Beis chuppas of Beno Shayosham Neiris. Of course, Dolku Beis Mishnah was a party, so they had plenty of light over there. Mar now case, and the third case was Rabba Bayis of Rabba. Kiyav Mekadesh from Roitz Mahan Lifter Misham. The Leilach Mimitena. We're going to leave our teacher, our Rebbe, Rabba. Where is Rabba? Dosh Shiva Yehuda Ali Melech. Where's Rabbi the Rosh Hashiva? Panovich? Mir?
Nardai?
Never.
Pumpadisa.
Alright, so Rabbi, with Rabbi and Rabbi were in Pumpadisa learning by the Rebbe. So Abai, when they leave, so he'd say, go ahead and take something to eat. Why? Dilma misakel chushraga. With the time you get back to your inns, your lodgings, the candles will go out. Velo tachlu. You won't eat there in the dark. And by the way, dark means there's no street lights. It was pitch dark. You know, we're talking about pitch dark. So maybe you'll say, okay, I won't make kish at all. You won't know to kish here because you didn't eat anything. So he said, eat something. Therefore, right, when you go back, you, in case the candles are out, you're yotze kish already. The judge wanted to say, you see from here, you don't have to eat so much by kish. That's Taisvas. Ta'amu midi.
Yeah.
Right? Near the higher Ti'imas Lachem. Taisvas says it looks like you have to eat some bread. Why is this? The Kedamrina Perk Gimel the Shuas, the third Perk of Shuas says, Inchinita Mide. They went and ate and drank. So see, Taisus was saying, you see from Agmar and Shuas, that even meaning means to wash. To wash. Vimol mili targima. Maybe other cooked bread items like kugels, cakes maybe. Lahash and gimel sur Shabbos, kmo besukka. Hanudaf go besur shlishis. Avalo besudis arvis v'shachris shem kavet Shabbos. It says Taisus, Ti'imu midi means bread l'chayra. That's how l'chayra Taisus is understanding what Ti'imu midi is.
Now, which means if he did eat bread, he made kiddush and he ate bread.
Right.
Does he have to bench before he leaves and go there in the? Before he goes home.
Yes. Go bench. You know.
He ate a bread.
Right, now it happened to you, without getting into this.
The minimum amount is.
Without getting into this, of course you could have a mind wash here and have a mind to finish your meal in your house. So you could also do that.
I see. Okay.
But, right. Okay. The tour in Reish Ayin Gimel quotes another opinion. Tarsus says you should have had bread. It says a tour. Kasua go'inim. Hadamir in Kishla Makam Suda. Right? The Goyim say that you have to kishma kol suda is in tzarich shigma sham kol suda. So you don't have to have a whole meal. El afilu, but even achol davar muat, davar muat,
a little.
O shasa kos yayin, or you drink a kos yayin shechayla habracha, yotzei de kiddush, your yotzei kiddush. The Goyim are suda, so welcome achar. You can eat somewhere else. Okay.
But it doesn't say minute of Jima. It says.
But wait, we're not done yet. I mean, if it's just a minute.
Okay, sorry.
You're kidding me off. Says the Torah writer. V'dafka sha'achalachem.
Wow.
Oh, shasayayin. Where the Torah says? Achalachem. To eat bread or drink yayin. Extra wine. That works. Ava acha peros lo. Right? But eating, drink, having fruit. You make kish and eat some fruit. That's not kish of makom suda. The Beis Yosef says, "Don't ain't lo kish of Taisus and Rosh argue on this tour, right? Where it says time and midday, because Taisus said, what did Taisus say? You need team as lachem davka, and what's the tour saying?" Torah says you can even have a glass of wine, right? He says, "Oh, shasliyayin. If you drink extra, if you drink a whole revius of wine, you're yotze kishma kum suda, right?" Taisus said, "Timas lachem." He didn't bring any stories of wine,
right.
And the Rosh says exactly the same as Taisus. Says the Beis Yosef, "Don't say." He quotes Taisus that the Taisus and the Rosh are arguing on this Torah. Why is that? The ikilameimar the glo katsu kemishum shdias kos lo lefkei the kish. El mishum delo nafki yedei suda el pas. Ukedemash v'soif l'shonam. Aval efshem lo devigonim halal del inin kiddush makom suda. Shaper mikro makom suda makom shesoy se kos yayin. Shechayv alav bracha. He said the Beis Yosef. It's a little interesting Beis Yosef. He wants to say that Tos Rosh are saying how you yotzei suda Shabbos, but for the halacha of kiddush makom suda, you can yotzei kiddush makom suda. With wine. You got that?
Yeah.
What don't you get?
Okay.
So there's halacha to wash for the first two meals in Shabbos. That's what Tosa says. So that, okay, but who says the Kiddush from Makom Suda has to be the same halacha as Suda Shabbos? So the Beis Yosef doesn't say you can yotze Kiddush with wine. You got it?
Yeah.
Clear? Yehuda, you got it. Mm-hmm. You know who the Beis Yosef was? Brisk. Right? Okay.
Of course, then there's the question, which I know you're not going to deal with, is what's the pas? If you're going to not drink, you don't have enough wine to do that. You have to drink pas. Fruit won't work.
So,
not passing out that much wine to people, so you want to have some pas. What is that?
Well, we're not done yet. It's good thing you came tonight.
Okay.
Says the Mechaber.
There's enough wine for everybody. It's enough the bracha.
Everyone has to. By the way, according to the Torah, it says you can drink a glass of wine. Everyone has to drink a glass of wine to be yotze kishon. Not just the mekadesh. Whoever wants to be yotze kishon kumsuda has to drink a glass of wine. Right now,
what do you mean? They have enough wine for everyone.
Are you darshening time in the crowd? Who told you that? If you want to be yotze kishon kumsuda, they have to do it.
It's all them like pouring from the glass back to the bottle. It's the whole time.
Okay, Reish Ayin Gimel. Get to Reish Ayin Gimel. Reish Ayin Gimel. Says the Mechaber. Reish Ayin Gimel. Hey. Maybe pass it to Alex. Reish Ayin Gimel. Hey.
Reish Ayin
Gimel. Hey. Reishayin Gimel Hay. Okay, the Mechaber says the Mechaber Kasev Hagoyinim Hadin Kishalak Masuda Filo Achol Davar Mat. You can even eat a little bit. O Shasa Kosayin or drink a Kosayin. Shechayev alav bracha yatzi de kiddush b'makom suda v'goymer su'udaso b'makom acher v'davka, says the Mechaber, you have to eat lechem oh shasa yayin aval acha peris lo, if you eat fruit
no good.
Okay, says the Magen Avraham over here. The Magen Avraham says on Shulchan Aruch, you don't have it, we're going to be in a second. But he says, "Imachal lachem if they make birchas hamazon, of course." And then he says, "V'nila the ain tzarich lavarach." It says, "Paris lo." He quotes a Shulte Giborim. The Shulte Giborim was a great Italian sage in the 16th century. This is the Magen Avraham. The af the Paris dayu the kol su Shabbos nechshav keva. The Shulte Giborim's opinion is that if you have Paris, the Gemara didn't say. What did the Gemara say? You have to eat something. So anything, since the Shulte Giborim, anything you eat on Shabbos is chashiv. That's enough to kish makom suda. That's the Magen Avraham. Even see it's the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
So he says, the Magen Avraham says this, no way. The das is a tour of the Shulchan Aruch Iker. You gotta have, you cannot have fruit. Then he says, however, nearly, the be'oicho mini targima, but if you go ahead and you have meaning to give other bread products for the Haymanim, cookies and cakes and stuff like that. Yotza! That you can go to Kish Malcolm Suda. That's
what we have here.
Don't justify what we're doing here yet. Okay, no, Kopanim.
I have to because I'm assured that whatever's done here is going to be okay because you are in charge.
Oh, that's flattery. Yeah. Let's see, it's okay. Let's make sure it's okay.
Okay.
Let's confirm.
Okay.
So he says, the Magen Avraham says, Da'al Kopanim Cheshiva Teilus Suda Shabbos. Because if the Tor and the Mechaber both hold that Yayin's good, that you can have a cup of wine and be Yosef Kishon Moshuda, says the Magen Avraham, what's more chashiv, bread, cookies, or cake, or wine? If you have wine and cookies, what problem is going to go first? What's first, Mezonos or Yayin? Mezonos or Yayin? Mezonos goes first. So you see, it's more chashiv. It's chashiv to the Shabbos and Yayin. So for sure, if a cup of wine is good, you know, products are good, like cookie and cake products, okay? On this, Rabbi Kiva Eger, where's Rabbi Kiva Eger? Where's the Rav? greatest sage, early 19th century, in Alsace-Lorraine, right?
So you need to make the shiur, I told
you. Rekiva Eger quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, no.
Before the Germans overran it, or after?
Napoleon's time, okay. So, Rekiva Eger, and after. He lived quite a few years after Napoleon. He saw the whole French cycle of events and the Germans. So Rekiva Eger says, "Quotes Rabbeinu Yonah." No, not only is not mezonos, but you have to be dafka pas, and also the Be'er Hagro, the Vilna Gaon held the same thing here. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah on Reish Ayin Gimel Hay. Says the Chavetz Chaim. Muat, you got it. Haynu al kol parim shir kazayis. You have to at least eat a kazayis. Shechayev alav bracha. You need to. To be Otsu Kishu HaKamasuda, you have to have a kazayis. It has to be enough that's
cookies. They used to say, you got to have at least two cookies.
For a kazayis.
Yeah, make sure you have a kazayis. Make sure you have two good cookies.
Okay. Bracha. And if you're going to have wine, it has to be kashir revius. Shechala bracha korna. So if you're going to be Otsu Kishu HaKamasuda with wine, you have to have a revius, which is kind of a bracha. The Stama Machaber Khan, Kedas HaPoskim, says it at the Chavetz Chaim, that to have a bracha, you need to have a shir revius. Fine. They quote Supreme Gomer as Mesupik. Let's just go now to Chaf Hey, 25. Chaf Hey. Mishavur Chaf Hey. Oh, Shasa Yayin. The Machaber said you have to eat bread or drink wine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Shekein im Achal Mine Targima. Certainly, if you eat Mine Targima, Mechameshes Minim Tiyatza. If you eat cooked items, right? So the five things Tiyatza. Why? He quotes the Magen Avraham. To have Chashivei Tfei, those are more important as far as Shabbos Miayin. Right, so the mezonos, it's not a question of the bracha, so it's a question of what's more chashev for a sudas or cookies, cake. That's more chashev. Aval shechar,
beer,
ushar mashkin or other drinks, either schnapps, whatever you mean. I feel mechamer da in yotzim of a suda to lo cycle.
That's not only beer. Shechar is could be vodka.
That's shar mashkin. Shechar is beer. Or shar mashkin, slivets and vodka and all that stuff. Shekhar is beer, or shar mashkin, which is other schnapps, right? All of that, you can't be okay to kishav. So maybe you hear your kiddush and you start drinking schnapps, vodka, beer, whiskey, liquor, whatever you want. Not yet kishmash. Then he quotes Rekiva Eger and the Tosefah Shabbos, the Kamarot Rishonim. You can only be yoytze kishmash kosin ayle kos yayin. Vakei ela hakol alamakom etzachak. That you shouldn't go ahead and be yotze with cookies and cakes and other sort of things. Also, the Vilna Gaon, if you look at the Be'er Halacha, Katsva Gaonim, you see the Katsva Gaonim in the Be'er Halacha? Little Be'er Halacha?
I see the Be'er Halacha.
Katsva Gaonim. It says, Sefer Maisarav, Katsav Shagra, Af Bekishayam, Lo Yamakash, Ela, Bemakam Suda Gemura. For lo mini targima o yayin, and not with mini targima o yayin. Okay?
Are you yotze for Kiddush and Shabbos if you do mezonot? You're supposed to have bread.
What are you listening to what I'm talking about over here?
Yeah, so why I'm trying to say what's the chiluk. I don't understand how. Why is fruit. Okay, food is not a suda, but you're not yotze in mezonot if you eat by your house. You're supposed to eat bread. So how
what
can
you
be yotze
the Kiddush? Are you listening to what we're saying over here? No, you're not. The Magen Avraham just said. You can do yotze kish makam suda with cookies and cakes and all kinds of stuff like that.
But you're supposed to have bread.
What does it do with kish makam suda? You go home, you wash. Who cares? The question is to make kiddush at home.
You have kiddush.
Kiddush! You heard kiddush here, you have cookies. You have to go home and make kiddush again.
Two different obligations.
Two different things.
Kiddush obligation and sauda obligation.
What about kiddush?
Okay.
Right? So the nafkamin is here if you go ahead and you eat this kiddush. Right, you have cookies here. Does that work? He just quoted by the Rekiva Eger says it doesn't work. Gross says it doesn't work. Shmuel brings out Yishalmesvach. So what is the halacha?
Well, why did they say it's not working, even though it's more chashev than the wine itself, which is the basis of their saying that the cookies would work because the bracha is before the wine, so they're more.
Well, it's not really because the bracha is before the wine, so that's exactly the point. It's because it's more suda. But the wine is chashivus as far as this. And even wine is a shayla. Yeah. That the Tosfos didn't bring about wine. The Be'er Halacha tries that the Beis Yosef tries to. Answer it up that way that Tosfos would agree with this, with the opinion of the Torah.
It's also a spear if you have wine.
Oh, that's exactly right. So I was about to say that wine considers is misitsayed. Wine satiates you. I was about to say that. So Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham, brings down you could be yotze with mezoinus. Happens your Shlomo Zalman Arbach said a chiddush that mezoinus is only. Possible like kissing, like cookies and cakes and crackers. It would not work with chillens or kugels because he says that it has to be pas like.
Yeah.
Right? It has to be something like more like pas. Most poskim don't agree with that. Most poskim hold in the Magen Avraham, it would be any kinds of mezonos. You have grushami kugel, noodle kugel,
spaghetti,
that would all work for kish from Makam Suda. Okay? The minog is certainly like the Magen Avraham. That's the general minog. That's why we have kiddush here, is like the Magen Avraham. Actually, I went to a yeshiva called Shar HaTorah, and the yeshiva is makbid that they had to have it every kiddush bread, because he had like the Vilna Gaon. The Gra says Gra is actually quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. The Halacha quotes it. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Prima Gaon quotes the Vilna Gaon. The Bikiva Eger holds that way. That really to be yotze kiddush should have bread. Now, I personally, the Salmas Chaim says this, which is so Yosef Chaim is not a fault, I always make Kiddush at home again. Even if my family...
Well, what about when you were in the Shiva? Were the people going home and making it again? Or were they not? Why was he insisting on the bread? Because
according to the Vilna Gaon, you can only go Yosef Kiddush and Malkam Suda with bread.
Right.
Only with bread, not like the Magen Avraham.
But were there people who were eating there?
So in the Kiddush Yeshiva, the Bachram all ate there.
They did. Okay,
What about everyone else coming to the Kiddush there? Yeah. They're going home to eat.
Yeah.
So he felt, so we have common episodes, he said, here Kiddush, wash, have a mind to finish the meal in your house.
Yeah, okay. But the Yeshiva, we do the Kiddush and the Soda at the same time.
Your Yeshiva, not my Yeshiva. They delayed. What do you want from me? What are you telling? You think every Yeshiva is the same? They wore different yarmulkes, they dressed differently, they're a little bit different besechtas. Every yeshiva is the same. Right? Trust me, my yeshiva is different than the Chassidic yeshiva. We spoke a different language even, right? They spoke Yiddish, we spoke English, right? Some yeshivas heard Shir and Yiddish. Not all yeshivas are the same, right? The only thing they have the same is that we're all trying to connect to Hashem. That's the commonality. So he would actually mock.
He went to one.
Baruch Hashem, it's a big schos. So, but he would be makbid to have bread of the Kiddush. Every Kiddush, you have to have bread. Actually, Rabbi Soloveitchik was also makbid. He held like the Vilna Gaon also. He didn't. Rav Schechter and his work Eretz Tzvi has a whole discussion about this. How he holds now that way. The minhag ha'olam, there's no question of Rav Tfutis Klal Yisrael is to make Kiddush on Mezainus. Again, I will make Kiddush always at home to be able to see all opinions, which the Salmas Chaim brings out of Yitzhak Zanifold. Rabbi Meshach Sternbuch holds that way as well. To make kiddush again at home. Wait a second. The Ein Yitzchak, the Yitzchak inspector, says the minhag is like the Magen Avraham. The minhag is like the Magen Avraham. But then the Ein Yitzchak says something. When is the minhag like the Magen Avraham? The minhag is like the Magen Avraham only Shabbos day, not at night. At night when kiddush is deraisa, and the kiddush Makom Suda is a din mamish. Because it's a kiddush for deraisa. He says there you can't have mezonos for kiddush. You need to have bread. We don't paskin like the Magen Avraham for night. And by the way, you don't see people making kiddush at shul at night.
No.
Going home. Why don't you do it early Shabbos? Why can't you have a kiddush at night at shul? Right. On the contrary, it's a long night, short day, right? He says because the halacha is not that like that way. Like kiddush kosuda, you cannot do over mezonos at night. You
might actually be too early. It's too early.
What do you mean too early?
You can't. I think the Gemara in here, in fact, I was reading a little further, it says that the problem about saying Kiddush and Shul on Friday night, that if you're saying it If you're having, but let's say you might be just yeah, too early, but let's say it's
late. Let's say it'd be late, right? Let's say it's in your own house. You want to make, because again, kiddush comes to me if you have to eat within a few minutes. Let's say you want to do the family. You want to make kiddush, have some azainus, go somewhere, visit your friends, and come back. Can't do that. Kiddush comes to me, you have to wash. That's the ain't said. The halacha is not like the magen avraham kiddush d'orais, and that's by the way the general minhag. I don't know anyone who doesn't hold that way. People pass like the ain't yitzchak. There is one exception to the rule. The Chazon Ish said that the minhag on Simchas Torah, and we do here also, by the way, what do we do Simchas Torah night? We make kiddush and shul before the dancing. Yeah. Right? Yehuda very often has it for his yartzeit, for his father. Right? He makes kiddush Simchas Torah night. What do we eat afterwards? Do you wash? What do? You have mezainis. Don't give me faces. You know exactly what we do. We do mezainis. How do you do that?
That's against my will.
How do you do that? How do you do that? How do I let you do that? You know why? Simchas Torah is the Reis of the Rabbanon. Kiddush and Yom Tov is the Rabbanon. By the way, for sure in America, Kiddush is the Rabbanon. It's the second night even. So there, when it's Yom Tov, second night Yom Tov, then it's the Kiddush Makom Sudan and the Rabbanon. Yeah. So we can make like the Magen Avraham. Right? You got it? But on a Friday night, you can't do that. You can't make Kiddush, have Mezoinus. Go take a break. You're not going to Yotzei Kiddush that way.
Yeah.
Okay? You will not be Yotzei Kiddush. We only have a few minutes. I want to just get to a bombastic opinion of Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein. He goes back to that Rashbam. You know those two opinions in the Rashbam? So Moshe has a tshuva she'en kamohu to his son Reb Reuven. It's like pages. This is like, if you want to learn, he goes to Kiddush, so pages and pages of, you see his genius in this. So Reb Moshe in Orach Chaim Dalet, Chelek Dalet, Siman Samach Gimel, this is a really long tshuva with 8 branches to his son. So in the beginning of the second branch, second Anaf, he says like this. He says, I'm not just going to say outside because it's late, but anyone who looks it up, wants to look it up, he learns there's two opinions in Rashbam, and he learns that there's actually two explanations. And one of the things that comes out is that there's two dins in Kiddush. And he actually learns it from the Gemara of how did Shmuel make Kiddush upstairs? And his student, Rav Tachlifa, says he saw many times Shmuel make Kiddush upstairs and came down and make Kiddush again. How did he do that?
Yeah.
Right? How did he do that? So, right? How did he do that? It's Bracha Shenatzricha.
Yeah.
It didn't happen once. It happened many times.
Yeah.
So Reb Moshe learned like this. There's two dins in Kiddush. There's Kiddush to eat. Is Kiddush Shenakam Suda. Says Rabbi Feinstein, you are allowed to, if you want to, let's say, only have fruit, come to Kiddush here, you don't want to eat the cakes and cookies and stuff like that, but you're hungry or thirsty. So most of the whole, you can make Kiddush here.
To drink.
Yeah, you have fruit. Kiddush is a heter achila. It allows you to eat or drink. We know they can't eat before Kiddush. In fact, next week we're going to do probably Kiddush and West Kiva. In a couple of weeks we're going to do eating and drinking before Kiddush. We know you can't eat or drink before Kiddush. Let's say you're in Shul, says Ramesh, and you want to eat or drink something, but you don't want to have mezainis or you don't have bread. So Ramesh says you can make Kiddush, welcome Suda, you can make Kiddush on and have fruit, but there's no Kiddush, welcome Suda. You still have a chiyav of Kiddush, welcome Suda. When you go home, you have to make Kiddush again on your bread. Right, so Kiddush is a din Kiddush, and he says, that's why Shmuel upstairs, when he's in the Igra, he made Kiddush to eat fruit.
So we did eat something.
Ate fruit, came down, and ate Kiddush again. Welcome to it. Had he washed up there, says Reb Moshe, there'd be no reason to come, even if he'd wash again when he comes down, it'd be Shinei Mokom, there'd be no reason to eat Kiddush again. So he says, so Reb Moshe says there's two dinners, Kiddush, which is a heter achila, to be able to eat and drink. And there's which you would not use a kiddush makom suda. You would still make the kiddush and giving it home.
Right.
By the way, the Mishnah Berurah is definitely does not agree with this from Moshe. The Mishnah Berurah says if you make kiddush for fruit, it's a bracha levatala. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's certainly sounds like in two places. The Mishnah Berurah, you know, right over here in Chavav the Chamesh, he says the Mishnah Berurah says in Chavav If you oichom hem harba, in a choshe suer klal, and you cannot lechera, it sounds like it's a bracha levatali. So that earlier in Reish Samach tests that way. So you really cannot. Reish Samach tests sukkah base.
The art scroll adds the word only to confuse that into. Maybe he says, I would stand in attendance before shul. This is Rav Anan Bar Khalifa. Stand in attendance before shul, and he would go down from the roof to the ground floor where he would be eating the meal, and only then recite Kiddush.
Right. So that
they add that word only.
Right. So that's according to some Rishonim. Rav Meish actually discusses that, and according to other Rishonim, like the Ron and others, it's not true.
Yeah.
And the Kiddush is that he was up there and went down and made Kiddush again. That's what right.
Yes.
That's again. I love the art school, but. You can't learn a good shilgah.
You can't learn from that.
Right. So where does it come out? According to Moshe, it's a tremendous kiddush. Right? That you can make kiddush, have fruits. You still have to make kiddush again when you get home. You're obligated to make kiddush again when you get home. Yeah. And Moshe also kind of stresses you should make kiddush on bread. So what's the opinions? So we pass in like Shmuel. Kiddush and Makom Mitzvah is a chiv. You're not yotze kiddush without that, right? Yeah. We see from the Gemara from Rabbah. He told them when his students, when Abayi was buying, he says, eat something. Because if you don't eat something with by your kiddush, you're not yotze kiddush,
yes.
Right? You'll miss kiddush, and Friday night kiddush is diraisa, right? You're not going to yotze kiddush.
Right.
When we from that gemara actually, that we pass it like Shmuel from Rabbah, we see a major thing. His take something. What is that something? Tosfos and the Rosh say that something is bread. The Torah brings down even wine because it's misetzayit. It satiates you. Based on that wine, the Magen Avraham says, well, if that's the case, you could even have miyotar kima. Which is Mizrahi, this shows all of us to have cookies. Actually, he says that you have two cookies, like a Lecha Mishnah, not because of Mizrahi, but you have two, but the Rav Scheinberg and many others say, no, Mia Targina means Mizrahi. In fact, the old custom is that you shall be Kogel at a Kiddush, right? Because you don't get two, you don't have to shala benching.
I heard the class from Rabbi what I said about Brahmanka. He said, and your team in Mia Targina.
Okay, that's not, I agree with that. Even though the Mechaber says you can be yotze without the entire gima, right? He says you can have even Paris. Mechaber says he's against it. I'm with him. So the Mechaber holds you could have Paris. He's not arguing with the Mechaber. He says you should wash. I agree with that. Right. But nothing to do with this. We're talking about Kishma Kam Suda. So the Magar Ram says you can even have Mezainus, right? You can even have Mezainus. The Yitzchak Chacham inspector, the Ein Yitzchak, says that's true only during the daytime, not at nighttime, because nighttime is deraisa. The only exception would be on Yom Tov, like the Chazan said, by Simchas Torah, which is the Minhag Yeshivas. You can make it at night, because at night on Yom Tov it's derabanan, right?
You're not making everybody wash before they have their kiddush and their two cookies.
Who?
Here.
No, me? No, not at all.
No.
No, no, no. But I do, and many other people would make a kiddush again when they get home. Even if my family were all, most people make kiddush again at home because their wives weren't here, their kids weren't here. But if even my whole family came here for kiddush, I would make kiddush again at home because I want to make kiddush on bread. Kiddush makom suda, according to the Vilna Gaon, I want to be Yotzi's opinion. The Rav Meish has a kiddush. Which, if you ask, which the Mishnah Berurah disagree with, so I don't recommend it. If somebody would ask me, if they're dying of thirst or they have gluten issues or whatever, they need to make kiddush. I'd say, listen, you have much to rely on. Rav Meish is a big person. Rav Meish says you can make kiddush and eat even fruit. But when you get home, you need to make kiddush again because you are not yotze kiddush makom suda. That's all from this Gemara. On Kuf, on my base, and Kuf Alf, and Alf. So the halacha is, if you make Kiddush in Shul, do you have to make Kiddush when you get home? Well, if you ate Mezoinus here, according to many opinions, you're Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda, nothing to worry about. If you want to be Yotze the Vilna Gaon, when you get home, you should be Yotze that. In Lamaisa, Ramesha holds that you can make Kiddush as a heter. So that's why. Even if you hold like the Vilna Gaon based on Ramesha, you already have Ramesha to realize that you have Mizrainus here. So it's not the Vilna Gaon would say you can never make Kiddush, not with Makom Suda. So you shouldn't do it. But with Ramesha and the Magen Avraham together, for sure you make Kiddush here, Or you go home and make another kiddush if you want to. The general minhag of most people is that they make kiddush in shul and they don't make kiddush when they go home.
They do not.
They make it on the Magen Avraham if their family was here.
If their family's here.
If their family's here, they're going to be kiddush again. They rely on the Magen Avraham, which is fine. Again, kiddush on Shabbos day is the Rabbanan. The Magen Avraham, it was the greatest Pesach in Orach Chaim, right? But you got to make sure to eat a kezias of mezonos to be yotze, that having fish or having other type of thing will not help you. Then you 100% you have to make kiddush again when you get home. Okay.
If you want to do it on bread, you're not mafsid anything. Even if you're here with your family and you want to do it again because you want to do it on bread,
that's mafsid. You gave it on the ground again of kiva eger. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Some people have minhag to be in the Beit Kosiari. Yeah, of course. It's nice minhag.
I try to do it.
Beautiful. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
According to the opinion of Rav, that says that you're only doing the kiddush when you're going home to your family, to have your family yotze. If you have a family, if your son, let's say, is 15 or 14, didn't hear the kiddush, what would be better for him to do the kiddush for himself? Or let's say it's only him. It's better for, him to do it himself or for you to...
No, him to himself.
And if it's him and you have brothers and you have, like, the mother?
He should do it.
He should do it to be yotze, not you doing it again.
Yeah, according to Rav, we don't pass it.
But according to the opinion of Rav.
Of course. Because he is a chiv. Okay. There are opinions that would say not that way, but we would say, Kala, that he should do it.